Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Brandon, do you want to fly with Dumbo?
Depends. Elephants are a bit of a red flag for me.
Okay. How about...
Dumbo probably okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you don't want to fly with Dumbo, what would you like to fly in a pirate ship?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yes, pirates are good.
How about go on a crazy town car with Mr. Toad?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, okay.
He's a good driver, I think.
Yeah,
heard.
Yeah. Is
no problems nope, there.
None whatsoever. No, definitely not. How about go visit Snow White?
Yeah, I heard she's kind of scary. Yeah, although less scary
less
these
scary,
days.
Less scary these days. What about Wonderland?
Teacups are not the best, but I do like cats.
Even ones that disappear?
Yeah. Especially those ones.
Yeah. Well, today we are talking about Fantasyland. In case you couldn't tell from all that.
Z-Plane. Oh, no, wait. That's Fantasy
that's
Island.
Island.
Oh.
Yeah, it's different.
So,
totally
so confused.
Different. Totally
confused.
Different.
Oh, dang.
So this is one of our, we don't have a set schedule for these, but we do a couple recurring kind of themes. And one that we do is the Disneyland Lens.
Well, we like talking about the park. Because we don't get to go there very
exactly.
much.
Exactly.
So we get to talk about it.
Exactly. And we've kind of been talking about different lands. And we are, this time, talking about one of the remaining original ones, Fantasyland.
Yeah. And you didn't mention the best part of it. But
is it Matterhorn?
Fine.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Small World. You mean Small World.
And out.
Well, before we get to that, Brandon, what's your nerd thing this week?
Well, I actually have a pretty decent one.
Oh, do you?
I finally got back into reading because it's summertime and reading in the sunshine is pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I finished the first book of Wheel of Time,
which
is a fantasy series. I'm into fantasy reading. That's pretty nerdy.
Yeah, that is pretty nerdy.
It's about as nerdy as you can get,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, pretty much right up there.
I mean, sci-fi, fantasy, whatever.
Yeah.
But finished that first book. Never read it before. Big famous series. And the Amazon show came out earlier this year, so it kind of sparked me to...
Yeah, you said you wanted to read some of them anyway.
To finally... The first book, actually, I owned in a copy that had... It was split in half.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, half of the first book is as long as a normal book. So... But it's pretty good. It's a long series. It's like... There's, like, 12, 14 books or something crazy like that. But the first one is very... Very, very Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said I'd like it because I like Lord of the
like,
Rings.
Like, if you just, like, talk about the high-level plot points of it, it sounds like
Lord
almost like a carbon copy of Lord of the Rings. But there's a lot more women in it, so that's
cool.
Actually...
You did say I'd like it.
Yeah, they have, like, some matriarchal societies going on, and it's very, very interesting that way. So, yeah, no, I liked it.
Cool. I've been doing a lot of reading, too, this summer.
Yes, you have. Well, yeah. I mean, that's
your... Well, that's just normal.
That's just normal, yeah.
But it's outside during the summer. It's different that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm actually, like, normally I read, like, a lot of historical fiction and drama and realistic fiction. I write realistic fiction, so I tend to lean towards that. But I am on a, like, I don't know if my mind is thinking that I need to be reading October books right now. Because I was reading a slasher book, and then I'm reading a vampire, like, pulpy kind of fiction series.
The books that True Blood was
yes,
based on.
Yes, exactly. Because I had that series, and I had read the first couple before, but I didn't really remember. Then we watched a few of the shows. I said, I'm just going to read this whole series this summer.
Sookie. I'm on board. I am ready for spooky season already. Although I love summer.
Yeah.
I am ready for
mentally,
spooky season.
Yeah. You just try to get me to watch horror movies.
Yeah. Spooky season. Okay.
But anyway, yeah, my brain is definitely going that way reading-wise, too. So anyway, that's fun. Yeah. So that's my nerd thing now, too. I'll do reading with you.
Okay.
Different book, though.
Not Animal Crossing. Weird. Okay.
Brandon, what are you drinking tonight?
Oh, I got something fancy that you made me here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, again, summery. It's... nice and summery outside, so I got some vanilla vodka with a watermelon bubbly or some sparkling
thing.
Watermelon flavored anyway. Vanilla vodka and watermelon flavored sparkling water.
That
is
very
it's actually quite delicious.
Yeah, see, that's the difference. If it was fall, I would be recommending pumpkin or apple. or something like that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. But it's fruit, and I am drinking mango beer.
Mango beer. Yes, I was enjoying the mango beer.
Yeah, earlier. And then I stole a glass from your growler.
You're finishing it off, so that's good. Waste not, want not.
Exactly. Also, and for our Marvel update, She-Hulk is coming out August 18th. Now, this is significant. This was actually going to be in my news. But we have a date change. A weird, random, change.
They cannot make up their minds when they want stuff to release on Disney Plus, apparently.
Okay, so this is a one-day difference date change. It's moving from Wednesday release to a Thursday release.
They started releasing Disney Plus shows on Fridays. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then Loki made the move to Wednesdays.
Which makes sense. He was a trickster. He was being weird.
Yeah. But they kept up with that. Which was She-Hulk is going to be like, nah, I want to go on Thursdays. And she would say that to the camera because she likes to break the fourth wall.
That's true. She does.
And then the other thing I heard that we were counting down to August.
Yes.
Andor was supposed to come out in August. They pushed that back
into September. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is good. There's not going to be overlap anymore.
Well, I'm okay with that.
I was annoyed when Obi-Wan was overlapping with Ms. Marvel. Spread it out.
Yeah.
So then we don't have a dead zone.
And I mean, of course, I'm really selfish. So I can watch a lot more TV and things like that during the summertime. So I was like, oh, twice is good, but it's at the end of the month. I'm back to school then anyway. So I'm like, no, don't give me Andor when I'm super busy with back to school stuff.
And there's lots of stuff. Speaking of fantasy, you got your Lord of the Rings Amazon series, which I'm skeptical but interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your Game of Thrones prequel series, which again, skeptical but interested.
I'm less skeptical. Because I don't have high hopes placed in it. I'm just like, oh, this will be fun to watch for a while.
The trailers for both, I was like, I can handle that.
Stuff coming in September. Apparently, we're going to be scheduling our lives around what shows are coming out.
As per usual. We're nerds.
Yeah, that's what happens. And I think that takes us to the news. Disney A News Update. Hey, Brandon, do you know how you said you were ready for spooky season?
I am.
How about holiday season?
No.
No?
No.
No.
Mariah Carey has to stay in her box until November the 2nd.
First.
Okay. Mariah Carey, you stay.
Well, I bring it up because holiday events have been announced for Disneyland, as well as 23 new Christmas ornaments have now arrived in Disneyland, and they look pretty cool. And then I'm like, ooh, I would like these. You just calm down with your sighing. Okay, so the Disneyland Resort announces the return of the holiday season, November 11th to January 8th.
They do like to spread that out. It goes spooky season right into holiday season, just bang, bang.
Oh, yeah. So in Disney's California Adventure Park, they have the 50-foot-tall Christmas tree on Buena Vista Street, as well as all the holiday stuff in Cars Land, which actually looks really cool. They have the nighttime spectacular World of Color Season of Light. So the regular World of Color. Yep. They're bringing that back, which is pretty exciting. They have the Disney Festival of the Holidays, which will highlight a diverse season of celebrations, including Christmas, Navidad, Diwali, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Three Kings Day, and so on. And they're going to be marketplaces across the park, menus, sip and savor pass, the whole shebang.
A whole festival. That's actually pretty cool.
So that's pretty cool. And also there's going to be nightly holiday concert at the Palisade Stage as part of this whole event.
Yeah, they did that for a long time, and then they had ramped it back, of course.
Of course.
Why, what happened?
Yeah.
It's good that stuff is kind of returning to normal.
Yeah. Well, and then there's Mickey's Happy Holidays, a procession of Disney and Pixar characters dancing and marching along to the upbeat rhythms of holiday toy drummers. And the Disney Viva Navidad Street Party returns, featuring Mickey and Minnie donning festive fiesta attire.
You think they'd throw some cocoa in there?
Probably.
That just seems like a no-brainer to me.
Well, especially because this is in DCA, which is very Pixar themed, right?
Yeah. But I don't know. Everybody likes Coco because Coco's awesome.
Speaking of DCA and movies that are awesome, returning this year to Paradise Gardens Park, there is Mirabelle from Encanto. And Santa Claus, if you want to meet Santa, he is going to show up.
I know him.
You know what? Okay. Straight up, I feel like this time of year he should be at the North Pole. But he's just like, oh no, you go ahead.
prep work to do.
Yeah, but okay? No, he's just like, it's cool, elves. You handle it.
Yeah, the elves do all the work.
That's true. He's going to go
hang
out. That
guy gets all the credit. Elves do all the work.
He actually has
Story of my life.
He actually has a rustic home in the Redwood Creek Challenge Trail. So that's
this is
cool.
After, like, the villain's growth?
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Almost like the day after. Hmm. So the Yuletide spirit will also shift into high gear. In Cars Land.
No. Bad.
Two seasonal attractions. There's two transformations here. There's Luigi's Joy to the Whirl. Get it?
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Mater's Jingle Jamboree. But now, okay, now there's that. And then Disneyland.
Because Mater's is a music-based ride.
Yeah.
And so they would play, like, Christmas music.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly.
Very cool.
Now, I guess, over in Disneyland, they'll be adorned with festive holiday decor, the iconic 60-foot-tall Christmas tree on Main Street, USA, Sleeping Beauty's
Like, second most famous Christmas
tree,
probably?
Yep, second most famous Christmas tree, yeah.
You got your Rockefeller, and then
well,
you got
the Disneyland.
Well,
you did until Hawkeye.
Wow, come on, Hawkeye. Well, actually, it was Kate Bishop.
That's true.
Kate Bishop.
It's Bishop.
I was trying to be Elena there. Didn't make it work.
I got what you're going for. I just didn't get there. Mm-hmm. Sleeping Beauty's Winter Castle will enchant from day to night with, basically, they redo it with icicles and twinkling lights. In Town Square, favorite Disney characters will be in their finest holiday attire. And, of course, they have different new outfits, both for Halloween and Christmas.
Does Donald wear pants in the holiday season?
I don't think so.
No wonder he almost froze to death in that cartoon.
That's true.
No pants.
Dude. Put on your pants.
Put on some pants.
Yeah. Shout out to our episode where we talk about the Disney shorts, hey? Yeah. Anna, Elsa, and Olaf from Frozen with Mickey, Minnie, Santa, and many other friends will celebrate the season in a Christmas fantasy parade, which is a daily musical procession of floats, the famous marching toy soldiers, dancing gingerbread cookies, and more. Believe in Holiday Magic is a fireworks spectacular, and that is the one that features the snowfall. And the projections on Main Street, USA, and the facade of It's a Small World. And there is also nightly holiday dance parties at the Tomorrowland Terrace. Two Disneyland attractions are the same ones that always get their overlay. It's a Small World Holiday, and they do... Do you know what song they change it to instead of It's a Small World?
No.
Jingle bells. Jingle.
Oh, yeah, 9 minutes of jingle bells. That's what you need in your life. Wow.
And,
okay.
Of course, the Haunted Mansion Holiday is the other one.
Yes, that one I want to see very badly. It looks very cool.
So cool. In Downtown Disney, a lot of the decor changes. There's photo opportunities, festive musical entertainment, and special offerings from shops and restaurants. They like their seasonal events.
Yes, and there's going to be lots of treats coming to the parks as
Yeah, tons of those. Of course, they haven't announced those yet because they're going to be focusing on Halloween first.
We will talk about those.
Exactly.
Later.
And then, of course, they do the annual huge gingerbread house display at the Grand Californian.
Oh, yes.
And so on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very cool.
So, speaking of Halloween.
Let's get back to spooky
okay.
season. Like,
well, you know how...
It's only August. Come on.
I know. But they put these because of the events and they want to get people buying their tickets. So, you know how last week I talked about how Jared Leto is being rumored, not confirmed, but rumored for the role of Hatbox Ghost in the upcoming Haunted Mansion?
Yeah, right? Very strong rumor.
Yeah. I don't know
how that guy keeps getting roles. Like,
Well, another very strong rumor, and tell me what you think about this one. Madame Leota as Jamie Lee Curtis.
I can see it. I like this one.
I love...
Jamie Lee Curtis is a cool person.
She is, like, awesome.
Yeah. And she's distinctly linked to spooky season.
Exactly.
So it works.
But also like Disney family kind of things too. Like how hard is it to straddle those roles, right?
I don't know. She's cool.
But she's super cool. So I'm in favor of this and I hope this rumor turns out to be true. And then the last little one is we actually have a Toontown update. Yeah. So everything's been closed off and no one can see anything except they have now painted the hills, the Toontown hills. So, of course, people can see that. So, we do have confirmed that a lot more construction is going on.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So yeah. That's supposed to open up next summer?
Yeah. I don't know the exact date, though. It might be
but
May.
Like,
yeah. Like it's 2023. Yeah.
2023, it'll be open for summer season.
Yeah, I believe so. But then again, the subs were like...
They're doing a lot of work for those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that takes us to the main topic. At the park.
Fantasy. Land. Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
Was there supposed to be pixie dust? Like,
yeah.
Hold on. Okay, do it again.
Fantasy.
Twinkle, 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 twinkle.
Very good. Oh, wow. We're like a team. Okay. Yikes.
So, Fantasyland, as I said, was one of the opening day attractions in 1955.
Opening day lands, yes.
I said attractions, didn't I?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are some opening day attractions in here.
Yeah.
Quite a number, actually.
Quite a few, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yes, opening day lands. And this is the opening day address regarding Fantasyland. Here is the world of imagination, hopes, and dreams. In this timeless land of enchantment, the age of chivalry, magic, and make-believe are reborn, and fairy tales come true. Fantasyland is dedicated to the young and the young in heart, to those who believe that when you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
Aww. Aww.
So good.
And that's on the plaque. Yeah, and exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay.
It is said to be Walt's favorite land, and of course the centerpiece of, yeah, there's two centerpieces kind of, because the centerpiece of Disneyland is the castle, which is technically in Fantasyland.
It's the entrance of Fantasyland, right. And
then once you're in there, it's supposed to be the carousel, and both of those are very strongly linked, because it's the carousel that, well, the a carousel is what first inspired him,
yes,
to create Disneyland. So Fantasyland's like a big deal.
And that's
deal.
Cool. Carousels are lame, but...
No, carousels are wonderful. Okay.
No, they're lame.
You are wrong. You're wrong. Okay. The central courtyard...
Actually, I will say there's one way to make carousels cool. I was on a carousel one time, and they had this thing where you could reach out and grab a ring, and then as you were spinning around, you could chuck the ring into a...
Oh, that sounds fun.
Into a hole for points or something.
That sounds super fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like 60 years old at this time.
This?
I couldn't even reach the ring. But this was in like Spokane, Washington,
nice.
Actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I distinctly remember it, though, because it was like, this is the coolest carousel.
Hey, message us if you know what he's talking about, if that sounds familiar to you.
Yeah, I probably, it was Bulldoze like 20 years ago, but you know.
But if you have like a weird memory of it, like remember when I was talking about the weird memory I had of certain Disney Channel TV shows and you thought I was crazy and then I showed them to you and I was like, not crazy.
You're still crazy. I mean, let's not get carried away. You're definitely crazy.
Okay. Well, anyway, let's run through Fantasyland, shall we?
Well, no running allowed.
That's true. Don't run.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's speedily walk through Fantasyland, shall we?
You gotta rope drop Peter Pan, because otherwise you're waiting for like
forever.
45 minutes. And that's it.
Yeah.
It lessens the fun of Peter Pan
that's
if you're
true.
Waiting too long.
That's true. Okay. So first we have the Sleeping Beauty Castle.
You.
And the Sleeping Beauty Castle walkthrough. Now, this is a commonly known trivia item, but the castle was actually designed. What you see is the front is actually the back.
Yeah.
So there was like the the realistic model.
It looks like it was switched around.
The top part. Yeah.
Yeah, the top part. It's the top part. Like, Walt thought that the back was more welcoming than the front.
Yeah, it was like more menacing or something.
Flippy flop. I mean, castles are supposed to be menacing.
Yeah,
what do you think
no,
they were built for?
This is a happy Fantasyland one. No, I like it. I like it. But yeah, it was just like a mistake on the, well, like the map or I don't know, the scale model anyway.
Well,
they had the
model and he turned it around and he's like, this looks better.
Yeah, and he said, no, leave it that way.
The designers were like, okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Man is in the forest.
Yes. Oh, good callback.
Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
There's an episode called that. Go watch it.
High five.
Or listen.
Nice. Okay. So also there's the Sleeping Beauty Castle walkthrough. Now this hasn't been open the whole time, but it's open right now. And it was open from 1957 to 2001, mostly. And then from 2008 to 2020. And then weirdly enough, it closed in 2020.
Why would happen?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Alice in Wonderland opening day attraction 1958. It was originally supposed to be a walkthrough because they love their walkthroughs.
And, like almost everything in Fantasyland was like, we should do this as a walkthrough.
And the only thing
we should do this as a walkthrough
was the Sleeping Beauty Castle walkthrough. Yeah. Have you ever done that?
No.
We should do that. We meant to do it this last time and then just kind of like didn't and oops.
Oops.
Let's prioritize that next time.
We're
going to do it. It's
okay,
going to be great.
Okay.
So Alice in Wonderland is a dark ride. This is kind of like the home of the dark rides, basically. And Alice in Wonderland is really great. Do you know...
It was actually one of my favorite moments when we were in Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about
it. On this Alice in Wonderland ride. Because we ran through Fantasyland well, we didn't run, but we did Don't all run. The rides on in Fantasyland late one night, and it was actually was it the first or second night?
It was the first.
The first night of the return of the Electrical Light Parade.
Yeah, and because we had gone, it was the second.
So it was the second, because like we were there when they did the test run that was like unannounced.
Yes.
And then they did the first official one then when it was supposed to open.
But we were at World of Color.
Yeah, we did for World of Color. And then we went over to Fantasyland late at night, and it was empty. As pro tip, Fantasyland really good at night.
Yes.
If you're there when they're doing late nights, it's awesome. You're there with a bunch of Disney adults.
Yeah, it's true.
And you can like walk on most of the rides, and it's great. A really good way to see it. But the main
lights, and it's fun. Yeah,
yeah, it's lights and stuff. But the parade was going on, so it was like even more empty because everyone was watching the parade that was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, we'll go on rides. We get to kind of see the parade here and there. And we're waiting in line for 2 minutes, and we actually have like better view of the parade than most people. And we're like, oh, this line could actually be a little longer.
Can we go see more of the parade
for Alice in Wonderland? But we get in and we hop in our little vehicle.
Yeah.
And who's coming around the corner but Alice on her big mushroom?
Yeah.
And she sees us and starts waving.
She's like, you're on me. You're visiting me.
And she was all excited because we were on the Alice in Wonderland ride. And she's Anyway, it was a really cool Disney moment.
That was a great Disney moment.
We were like 2 feet away from Alice because the ride is right by where she goes. So
it was really cool. And it was definitely like directed at us because we were just timed perfectly.
Perfect timing.
So that worked out really well. So a lot of these dark rides, when they were originally designed, it was intended that like you were the character, or you were with the character. So
you were the character.
Yeah. So
and,
like,
that confused a lot of
people.
Exactly. So like people would hop on Peter Pan's ride and be like, where's Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm. But Snow White was the big one.
The idea was you were supposed to be Peter Pan.
Yeah, but they didn't understand that.
They know.
Yeah, Snow White was the big one that got complained about a lot. Since they did the redo during and after COVID, to become Snow White's Enchanted Wish instead of Snow White's Scary Adventure. It, there's Snow White now more in it. But anyway,
redos are very good.
They're excellent. Okay, but let's go back to my list here.
Okay.
So yeah, Alice in Wonderland. It's okay. That was literally one of the best Disney moments on our...
It was
very cool moment. There's also Casey Jr. Circus Train. Now, this was an opening day attraction and was closed a lot of the time while we were there, so we didn't get to ride this one.
They did close it quite a bit.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
Yeah.
Dumbo the Flying Elephant, another opening day attraction.
We did not ride this. Nope. It was a
huge lineup.
Huge lineup, and
we didn't time it correctly.
No.
We did take a picture in the Dumbo that you can take a picture of in our dapper outfits. Yes. There's another tip for you. It's a Small World, opened in 1966, and this was following the World's Fair.
Yes, so it was from the World's Fair, and they just
moved it on over.
Shipped her back.
It's actually really cool. Opening day, they actually had representatives of children from around the world come and bring water from their home countries or continents
and put it into the... I wonder if that water's still there.
It might be. From 1966.
Yeah.
It's a Small World holiday they started doing in 1990s.
I mean, they don't have any water in California, they better keep what they get.
That's true. It's a Small World holiday to open in 1997, and that's a seasonal one. King Arthur Carousel is another opening day attraction, as was the Mad Tea Party. We did not do the Mad Tea Party, but that was by choice.
We did take a picture in the standby teacup.
Yeah, that was fun.
One of the better PhotoPass people was there.
For one of the magic photos kind of things. And we were also in our dapper outfits for that one.
We took a lot of pictures in our dapper outfits.
It's true, we did.
I'm sure those are all on Instagram if people want to check
Most of them.
The good ones, anyway.
I keep pushing more like periodically, like randomly, yes.
Slow drip,
yeah. Yep, exactly. The Matterhorn bobsleds, one of our favorites, one of the ones we rode the most.
The first tubular steel roller coaster.
It's true.
That's right up my alley. Uh-huh. So that has made like almost all of the mega thrill rides possible. So
it's true.
Well done.
Hats off, Disney.
Disney is not a thrill ride place, but they birthed the steel roller coaster.
They did. Yeah, it's pretty hard to complain about that.
No.
Now, Matterhorn opened in 1959, and it's gone over some renovations. Harold's like a lot. There's projections now and that kind of stuff. The carts have changed.
Yeah, you can't cuddle anymore.
No, you used to be the cuddle one.
We did cuddle on the Matterhorn.
2008.
In way back in 2008. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yep. That was, you know how long ago that was?
We're old.
Oh my God. But yeah, you used to cuddle.
I was like, I hope you like the people you're with.
The single rider line must have been really awkward back then.
I was like, I really hope you like the people you're sitting with. I remember riding with my siblings, and it was like this awkward, like, who's gonna ride with who kind of thing. And yeah, we always
little brother.
Yeah, we would always put like a little one with the big one, because if we had like two siblings close in age, it just was,
yeah,
it was
just really awkward.
It was awkward, especially when you're like a teenager, and it like seems even more awkward than it actually is.
Hi, 16-year-old brother, when I'm 18. Yeah, this exactly. Very awkward.
Exactly. But anyway, now there are chairs. And do you remember, there's certain cars that have more legroom, and they would tell you every time.
Yeah, so the cars, it's a two-car bobsled that are attached. And so you got seats 1 through 6, mm-hmm. because there's 3 in each. Seat 4 is the only one that I actually fit in.
Mm. Okay.
The front seat doesn't have like as much extra legroom, but the first seat in the second car has way more legroom, and they would see me because I'm very tall.
Yes, he
is. And the cast members would be like, "Oh, yeah, you should sit in seat 4."
Yeah, and sometimes they'd have us like wait so you would specifically go in there.
Thankfully, I'm very bendy, so if I don't sit in seat 4, I can like squeeze in there and brace just right, because it is a very rocky. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rough ride, so
super
otherwise
fun.
if I don't brace correctly, my knees are bashing all over the place.
This was one of my favorite rides to ride because we were going trying to do a lot of, well, we were doing our favorite rides. We were there Dapper Day, which was our last day when we were there, but we also really want to do a lot of the vintage rides.
Mm.
So we did this one, and this one was the most awkward to get in and out of with my giant poofy dress.
Yes, you had a lot of crinoline, and you took up the whole car.
Yeah, and so I just like shoved the crinoline.
Was very large. You were like a princess.
Yeah, riding the roller coaster.
Riding the roller coaster.
And now, Matt, we're talking a bit about Matterhorn here, but we really liked it. But Matterhorn, so Walt wanted to do something for the skyline, quote-unquote, of Disney, but he also wanted to have a little bit of a thrill in there. And then he was famous for doing all these explorations and things like that, and would send people off to, like, bring back stuff that's a large part of Adventureland and Frontierland.
He liked skiing.
Yeah.
And he went to the Swiss Alps.
And was like, this is what I want to bring back.
He saw the Matterhorn and was like, that's a cool mountain.
Yeah.
I should build it.
Yeah.
And then he did.
Yeah, because he's Walt.
He could do that, I guess.
And then he was just like, make that happen.
The funny thing is, we learned that they are having some small structural issues with the Matterhorn.
Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy. One of the options was to like tear it down and rebuild it, and the city of Anaheim was like, no.
Yeah.
You can't do that, because this would not be approved now.
It's true.
So
it's fine
it's
now.
It's so huge. Mm-hmm. They've grandfathered it in, but it's too tall to be, like, it would not be approved now.
So they're closing it down in, like, little spurts to work on different sections of it.
Yeah,
it's totally safe to ride. They just want to update it before it becomes unsafe to ride, and then they have a problem.
Right. And that's one of the reasons that they closed down the sky gondola thing that went through it, because there was too many holes, and the structural problems were evident there as well.
Right. Okay, so let's move. Oh, and the last one for Matterhorn used to be part of Tomorrowland.
Yes, they still have the Fantasyland and Tomorrowland sides.
Yes, but it's considered part of Fantasyland now.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't really fit in either place as part of the thing.
No, it's the Matterhorn. It's its own thing.
But I'm okay with it being over in Fantasyland, because it's not sci-fi at all.
No, it doesn't fit with Tomorrowland at all.
But whereas there's a lot more. They have, like, the alpine kind of aesthetic.
It fits with the sound of music.
Yeah. Okay, so then there's the Fantasyland Theater, and right now, usually, they're playing Tale of the Lion King.
Did that come back yet? Or...
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't...
We had some COVID issues with that one when it started, but... they do... The shows at that theater, they do it more of a... It's not like a Broadway style. It's more of a panto style. Yeah. They kind of like...
They've done different things throughout the years. That's what they're doing right now. Mm-hmm. And prior to the show coming back, they were doing like the meet and greet with the princesses.
Yeah, yeah,
they've
and used
they've
it
done
for
like,
meet and greets before.
Yeah, meeting Tinkerbell. My favorite things there in the past, Because this one opened in, like, it was an opening day. It was the Fantasyland Theater. So they've done different shows throughout the past. I have distinct memories of being in 1990. That's where they did, like, the Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers show. Or the, the Darkwing Duck? No, I don't, they had, like, Launchpad
DuckTales?
DuckTales, yeah. It was basically like Saturday morning cartoon kind of show. Mm-hmm. So I distinctly remember that from 1990.
Tailspin.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, like that whole thing. And I think it was like an amalgamation kind of that, but I don't really remember all the details.
They were probably
obviously
pushing the Disney Channel at that
100%.
Point. 100%. Michael Eisner was like, give me your Disney Channel money.
Yep. And then when I was 12, they did the show for Pocahontas there. And I still have at the end.
Did you paint with all of the colors of the wind?
At the very end, tissue paper Pocahontas leaves were shot from the ceiling.
Yes.
And I still have them.
I have heard you stealing the colors of the wind.
I stole the colors of the wind. They're my colors of the wind now.
You're like, I'm going to steal these. That's okay. They would have just put them in the garbage.
It's true. Mm. So, after, keep going down the list, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, this is another opening day attraction.
It's the only place you can go straight to hell in Disneyland.
It is true. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is something.
There's no bones about it. You go.
No bones, because skeletons.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is a deviation from the show it was based on, which was, The Adventures of Ichabod and Mr. Toad. And, because in that one he gets arrested, but he doesn't die.
He doesn't just die?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so after Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, and we like this one, and this one was taken out of Disney World. So if you want to go meet Mr. Toad, you have to do it here.
For now,
yeah, see, exactly. We're very, ride this one like
I
can.
Hope they just refurbish it. Like, keep Mr. Toad around.
The fact that it's one of the only ones they haven't refurbished makes me nervous.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Just refurbish it.
Yeah, do it.
Just give it a little love.
Peter Pan's Flight, another opening day attraction. And yes, you were in the flying pirate ships on opening day. They've refurbished everything, of course, but this was original thing.
Yeah.
And that was, so it's been a big hit since then.
Because it's unique.
It is. It's a dark ride, but you're flying as opposed to riding like in a car or something. Mm. Pinocchio's Daring Journey, not an opening day attraction. 1983. That's a lot later than I expected.
I would have lost money on that one.
And that one scared me as a kid because a Monstro coming out like that with the flashing lights. Anyway, it was cool. Pixie Hollow, meet Tinkerbell and friends, just like a meet and greet kind of thing. Snow White Grotto, same kind of thing. You can go meet Snow White there, but it's also like there's a wishing well and there's like the statues of the seven dwarfs. It's like a whole thing. Snow White's Enchanted Wish. Now, this opened in 2021. It is considered a new attraction, even because it changed names and changed the tone.
It's in the same place. It's the same ride system.
Yeah.
It's the same
But it's listed
theme.
As a different one.
Mm-hmm. Snow White. The new one was pretty good.
I actually really liked it.
They have some new good animatronics.
And they didn't take
there.
Away my favorite thing, which I was worried about, and that's when she does the turn and she becomes the hag.
The Wicked Queen is still hag
exactly.
hagging out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. I don't know.
And the Storybook Land canal boats, one of my favorites. I love the Storybook
it's
Land.
It's cute. I like the giant ducks.
How'd they get them to do that?
Yeah. Because everything's miniature, the ducks look like monstrous.
And this is like a callback because they actually originally wanted to have a miniature land where everything was in miniature, right? Now, the only thing left is of that concept. Storybook Land. And of course that has been updated. There's even like Frozen elements and things like that in there.
Yeah.
Sword in the Stone, that is literally the sword in the stone
in front of the carousel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that one they have once a day they have someone come up and they pull the sword from the stone. It's like a little ceremony.
Oh really?
Mm-hmm. They used to. I don't know if they brought that back since COVID or not.
I have seen pictures of Gaston trying to pull it out. Actually really awesome.
And then there's the Fantasy Fair, which again was like a Royal Theater, Royal Hall, Meet the Princesses kind of thing.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of former ones. Did you know that Junior Autopia, I'm just telling you a few things here. The Junior Autopia was actually originally part of, not Autopia, there was Autopia and then Junior Autopia.
I didn't even know there was a Junior Autopia.
Yeah,
so
it was like, and Midget Autopia.
Well, that's not.
50s.
the way you say that.
No, but that's what it was called.
Okay.
But it was like for even littler kids. There were like levels of driving, right? Mm-hmm. And that was from the '50s. It's also where you used to be able to find Videopolis.
Yeah.
Shout out to Defunctland. We were just watching stuff on Videopolis.
Yes. So if you're interested in like Disney history or theme park history in general, Defunctland is very interesting. It talks about a lot of stuff that's doesn't exist anymore. And, like, really well done, so.
So, I actually, this is listed in the former attractions, because the stage used to be called the Disney Afternoon Review, and it included Baloo's Dressing Room, the Motorboat Cruise to Gummy Glen, and the Rescue Rangers Raceway.
I don't want to go to Baloo's Dressing Room.
And also Plane Crazy. I remember that. I was like, why do I remember going into a dressing room to meet Baloo? Like, that was a weird setup, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And there are pictures of us meeting Baloo. Also,
was he Jungle Book Baloo? Or no, was he Tailspin Baloo.
Tailspin Baloo.
I'm telling you, Disney Channel
Afternoon.
Money.
This was Disney Afternoon Avenue.
Michael Eisner wants your Disney Channel money.
Well, he did.
Yeah.
Also, and I'm not crazy. I was like, where there used to be a place that was Ariel's Grotto, and you'd go and you'd meet Ariel, and it was actually called Triton's Garden, and it lasted only until 2008, which is the last time we were there before. When I saw it, that's where Pixie Hollow is now.
Okay.
So they have lots of meet and greet.
That's when they started building the new Little Mermaid ride.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's in California Adventure. Yeah.
Right. So Fantasyland has gone over different kind of iterations. For a while there, it was like circus themed, and then it was like medieval, and it kind of like jumps back and forth. But yeah, it used to be circus themed. Did you know that?
That's scary.
So there's also some restaurants and refreshments, but it's mostly like snacks. There's a couple churro carts. There's Edelweiss snacks. That's supposed to be pretty good. Maurice's Treats. Maurice being from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, that's a little snack cart. It's got popcorn. It's got those churros that are circled.
Yeah. I don't remember what they're called. Circle churros.
Circle churros. Maurice's gyro. I don't know.
It was something. There's some popcorn stands, but then the other one is the Red Rose Tavern and the Troubadour Tavern. And this is where you can get your turkey legs. That's why I wanted to shout this one out.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. I did not have a turkey leg. I will one day have a turkey
leg. Yes, you will.
Leg. Just to have it. I probably won't even like it that much, but I will have it.
There's also the Mad Hatter to get your hats in your ears. It's a Small World toy shop. There's some Merlin's Marvelous Miscellany, basically toys.
Days is like refurbished that, and it's...
That's true, like just recently. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Bippity Boppity Boutique, now open.
Yeah, aren't they changing the name of the Bippity Boppity Boutique to something else as well?
I don't know if they're changing the name, but the big news coming out of there was they don't gender princesses and princes anymore, or superhero. Oh, they're adding superheroes as well.
Yeah.
So people can like dress up as, say, Captain Marvel or something.
Yeah, they're making it more inclusive,
yeah,
and embracing like superheroes and stuff. But I thought they were changing the name. It was like apprentice or something.
Maybe it's just like within there. I didn't know if they were fully changing the name.
No, I don't know. I heard something about a name change, so. Like, it might be the experience they're changing the name of.
And then the last thing, the plaque in front of the castle, it marks the spot where the Disneyland time capsule is buried. So it's sealed on the 40th anniversary of the park, and it contains different items from the history of Disney parks. It is scheduled to be open in the year 2035, because it was the 40 years, right?
Oh, so the 80th.
Exactly.
Man, 2035 is going to be the 80th. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The first big fireworks show, which was called Fantasy in the Sky Fireworks, was introduced in 1956, but Tinkerbell's first flight wasn't until 1961. And the first Tinkerbell was a former circus aerialist.
They really fling her down from that castle.
They really do.
It's probably good that she was a circus aerialist.
Probably. going. And multiple shows have replaced this, but usually there's some kind of flying character. And usually, like, the classic is Tinkerbell, but yeah. Anyway.
They should send someone who doesn't fly down.
Duh. No. So that's kind of like the history of Fantasyland. Where does Fantasyland like fall for you in terms of lands you like?
At the bottom.
The Matterhorn.
No, it's at the bottom.
But no, it is not. It is not below Toontown.
Toontown doesn't exist right now. Toontown's not a real. No. Toontown's not a real place. Toontown can't hurt you.
It's like the boogeyman.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're counting Toontown, then it's the second worst.
Oh, I love Fantasyland. It like it's probably not my it's not my favorite. We ranked all the Disneyland lands. But I really like it, and like a lot of my memories of going when I was very young
it's good
are
for
wrapped
kids.
Up in there.
It's good for kids. I like doing a blitz of it at late at night.
Night was
and
fun.
Like it makes it is very Disney-y.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
actually,
also like a bunch of kiddie rides, so
I don't mind.
Sorry.
I like just, dark rides. Like I do enjoy that. And I love Small World. I know you don't, but I love
Small
World.
Small World is very painful.
I love Small World.
Very painful.
No, it's my, I love it. It's, no. I really
I would,
have on my list of favorites.
I would go on any of the other rides, like Storybook Land, Casey
I
Jr.
love that too. Mm-hmm. Love them all.
Peter Pan.
I love that one.
Wait in line for 40 minutes on Peter Pan.
I love it.
I don't like Small World.
I love no. Small World. Yes. No. So I like them all and everything. It is hard to be in that. We avoid that land during the middle of the day because it is so crowded.
Yeah, there's lots of strollers.
It's hard to walk with the strollers and everything. It was fun to do in the morning of Dapper Day and then at nighttime. That was fun to do.
It is a good place for Dapper Day.
Yeah, with the carousel and all the vintage. There's so many opening day attractions.
Lots of good people watching on mm-hmm. Dapper Day.
Mm-hmm. Lots of, well, and even not... There are a lot of opening day attractions, but there's also just, like, general classic attractions.
Absolutely.
So, yes, this was said to be Walt's favorite land.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
Anything else to add about Fantasyland?
They need a new cool ride.
I like what they've done with the dark rides. Mm. Like, really, really
yeah.
like Snow White.
I do appreciate the updates and the new animatronics and stuff.
Update Mr. Toad, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very nervous because with the update to Splash Mountain coming, I feel like that fits into New Orleans Square. And it's where
and
it's
that really
at.
Isolates
Winnie,
Winnie
the, Pooh
the Pooh more.
So then what are the chances of there just being this tiny little area of Winnie
because
the Pooh?
Guess what replaced Mr. Toad in Disney World?
That's what I'm saying. It's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm worried that they're going to move Winnie the Pooh. And I actually like there being like a little 100-acre wood area over there.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool.
I like Winnie the Pooh being separate because like
too.
Winnie the Pooh's cool and
yeah.
it should be kind of separate.
But it's going to get sandwiched in there if they
yeah.
just put in with Mr. Toad, like just shoved in there. And then that land would be taken over more for Star Wars. I worry about
which
that.
Which is, I'm okay with that.
No, I'm not. I want there to be a 100-acre wood area.
More Star Wars, please.
Well, more Star Wars is fine, but not at the expense of Winnie the Pooh. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
You're battling with my childhood emotions now. Winnie the Pooh or Star Wars?
Huh. Oh.
Winnie the Pooh with a lightsaber.
No, not Winnie the Pooh with a lightsaber.
Oh, bother.
The premise behind Fantasyland was that like the classic stories were like coming to life, and that's what Walt really wanted to explore, and I think he did that.
Yeah, I think so. I Disneyland isn't Disneyland without Fantasyland.
Exactly.
Like, as much as it's not for me specifically.
No, but it doesn't have to be for you.
It is very important.
Exactly. I did not have a quiz for you today.
Oh, thank goodness.
I have trivia for you.
Oh, my goodness.
We haven't done trivia in a while. Aren't you excited?
Not especially.
Oh, yes, you're excited now. Okay. Three questions for you. Excited?
Yay!
So one we already talked about, so it might be fewer than three questions. I don't think I came up with a backpack. Okay. First question. What attraction, where in Fantasyland, where used to be able to find a basketball court?
And that's in the Matterhorn. I believe it's still there. It's not really a full basketball court, and the rumor was that they put it in there because of the height of the mountain was so high that you could only legally have one because of the sports. If it was a sports arena, it was the only way you could like legally have one. But That's not true. It's just this. It's just the staff break room up in the Matterhorn.
Right. What?
I knew that one.
Well, apparently.
Yeah. It's just one net, though. It's not a court.
Are you good?
I'm good. I'll stop. I'm sorry.
So the drawbridge leading to Sleeping Beauty's castle is real.
Yeah.
And it can be lowered and like raised and lowered.
They don't do that anymore, though.
It's only been raised twice.
Yeah. I did hear about this.
Tell me those times.
So they lowered it on opening day.
Yep.
And then when did they raise it? I don't remember. I did hear about it, though. I don't know. I don't remember. I did hear about that. Yeah, like, I could have told you it was only used twice.
Oh, but you just can't remember
the remember the reason.
Okay, fair enough.
It was like a presidential visit or something.
Okay, cool. And I'm going to have a bonus question because you just like murdered that basketball court one.
It did. Like, it was a slam dunk.
No.
Yeah. No.
Okay, there is a gold spike somewhere in the ground. Where in Fantasyland?
On the railroad track, I would imagine. Gold spikes are usually a part of railroad tracks. So, like, by the Fantasyland station of the railroad track?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Golden spikes are, like, ceremonial things for railroad tracks.
This is true. Generally.
Generally.
Okay.
Should be.
All right. That's your trivia.
You're going to make me read this outro now after all that.
After all that. But you can check next week to see if he's right or not.
Yeah, I'm right about the basketball court, okay? But I'll just... Here, basketball court. I got like 10 points from that. 10 out of 3.
Okay.
10 out of 3 for that one. Okay. That's our episode this week. You can go ahead and contact us on some social media. There's like some Instagram stuff.
Yep.
Some Twitter stuff.
Yep. And?
There's no TikTok-y stuff. Nope. I don't have any TikTok-y stuff.
TikTok-y. Facebook is the other one.
Yep. So, yeah. Go ahead and do that.
Yeah, do those things.
Thanks to El Mule.
Thanks, El Mule. Thanks, Trevor.
He did up that awesome custom theme song that you heard at the top of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find a link to his work at our website, which... is disneya.wixsite.com/podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find links to those social media accounts I was talking about.
Yep.
On that website as well.
Yep.
Because I'm not going to say all the ads here.
It's kinda... Disneya. Go to those things.
Whatever. And you can also find us on YouTube. You're going to post this on YouTube. You got that working again.
More or less.
YouTube's. Anyway.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to us on YouTube, you can do that.
Yep.
And then you should also review us on Apple Podcasts.
Yes. Well, anything, but especially Apple Podcasts. Yeah. That's the one that that matters with algorithms.
The algorithms. The algorithm.
It was very menacing sounding.
Yeah, well, the algorithms are menacing. It's one of the top 5 villains of our time, really.
That was amazing. It was very witty. Concerned about the other 4.
Yeah, you should be. And in addition to reviewing us, if you know someone else who might like listening to us, because like who wouldn't? Really
awesome.
Pretty good.
Awesome. Yeah.
Also very humble.
Totally, it's like in our top 10 qualities.
Yeah.
If you have to narrow it down to 10.
If you have to narrow it down to 10, right? But you should recommend them that they listen to us, so we can talk to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk Disney.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Pop culture stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you
should join us next week.
Yeah, you should join us every week.
Guess what we're doing next week?
Why are you hitting me and poking me while you say that?
It's time.
Yep.
For another blind date.
Oh, are you going to live tweet it again as you watch three
No, no, it's your turn.
Oh.
You get to go on a blind date with Disney.
Oh, good.
I'm going to pick something out.
Yep.
On the Disney Plus.
Yep.
And you're going to watch it.
Can it be something from my list?
No. Well, I will put it on your list. Oh. But it won't be already residing on your list.
Dang.
And then you'll watch it.
I don't like
you
those.
You can live tweet it if
I
you like.
I don't like this plan.
It's a good plan. It's an excellent plan.
I will post it to Instagram stories.
Oh, okay.
I do Instagram, you do Twitter.
You could like film yourself while you're watching it.
Crying. Rocking back and forth.
On your Instagram TikTok feed or whatever it's called. I don't know.
Reels.
I'm hip.
And with it, fellow children.
So with it. Okay. Well, that does it. We're done.
Yep.
Okay.
So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Twinkle, 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 twinkle. Very good. Oh, wow.